Hey, welcome to Cardinal Cast. We haven't done one of these for quite a while, but this is pretty much at a request of how to get more information, how to communicate better. We have a new app now. We have principals are still blogging. We're double posting. We have three different social media sites going on, and we still feel like we're failing getting some of this important information to families. And so, you know, who probably does it right is the elementary schools, where the little backpack reminders that they stick in their backpacks when kids go home from school. We just don't have a single classroom teacher for all of our kids. So,
oh, and I have so much in my part of this, like rejuvenation. We've done Cardinal Cast in the past. So if you're a parent of freshman and maybe sophomore, you might not be as familiar. We used to pump these out more frequently. And what we did is we talked about everything going on in high school and kind of our values and why we do some of the things we do, from scheduling to attendance to all the things. Well, then we compiled all these videos and we had them all on our YouTube, and we're like, everyone's going to watch our videos. We don't need to readdress those. And every year we get some of the same questions and some things change every year. So if you think this is valuable, we just never know. Like, is this a good thing for us to do? Is this just,
does it work?
Does it work? Yeah. Are we wasting time that we could be meeting with parents or students? So if it's something that's valuable to you, let us know. We can keep doing it. We can do them monthly. We can do them every other week. But Jerry, I have so much information in my brain from the last 2 weeks that I asked you to do this today, because I want to get it out.
Well, and I know
the process.
So we've been getting questions about dual credit. And again, we've spent a lot of time in the past, but we really haven't this year.
No.
Had the opportunity to really explain to parents, you know, because dual credit starts at the beginning of the year. We have dual credit offerings already in August. So you don't have time before the start of the year to really get information out. So dual credit, early entry, scholarship information, college information, and we're going to get this done as quick as we can. So
trying for less than 20 minutes. So I was blessed to get to go Friday and Monday and learn all about new scholarship opportunities, existing opportunities for students at every Nebraska state or university, and at Black Hills State University. So I have a lot of information there, but I want to start with dual credit. Okay. Dual credit is an amazing opportunity. And we talked about those at all the schools too. So I got to meet with all the counselors and see how they do it. And I think we do it really well, you guys. I'm convinced after meeting with about 35 school counselors, I'm like, we got it pretty good, made in the shade with CSC and WNCC. So here's what we have. So I'm going to teach you, Mr. Mack, you had no idea.
Okay.
We have multiple classes that you can take for dual credit, meaning you get high school credit on your high school transcript, and you also get credit on your college transcript, which is just amazing because we get them for a 2/3 rate reduction. WNCC and Western Nebraska Community College and Chatham State are some of the cheapest schools, not only in the state, but in the nation. So the rate for those classes is about $60 a credit, and the classes have changed a little this year. So I want to talk about that. We're blessed to have Mr. Bach, who's certified to teach our dual credit math classes. To be certified to teach a college class, you have to have at least 18 hours in that discipline in your master's level classes. So, Mr. Bach has his math 18 hours, towards his math master's and a master's. So he teaches a few different classes. So he teaches, college algebra, which is an amazing class that's of transfer so well. When people ask me, do these even transfer? 100%.
Pretty common 4-year requirement too.
99%. Yeah. Besides for, I've sent kids to Harvard, Princeton, and Brown. And those are the only three schools that will not take a dual credit, but they expect that you take them, right, to even get in. Right. So otherwise they transfer pretty darn well everywhere. So our math classes, we've got the college algebra.
Okay.
We've got the AP stats, which you used to teach. Yep. You can also take an AP test at the end. You don't have to make that decision so early, but we talk about that. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit cheaper, but you're not guaranteed the credit.
You got to pass the test.
You got to pass the test. So most of our kids take the dual credit because they know it's going to transfer.
Because you just have to pass the class.
You have to pass the class.
Not one test.
Right. Yep. And you get the credit. So we've got in college algebra, AP stats, and AP calculus. Yep. And those are $60 a credit. So the
those
classes,
are all 3-credit-hour classes, aren't they?
They're not. So this is where it gets all confusing, right?
Okay.
So AP stats is 3-credit-hour classes. Yep. So 60 times 3 is 180. College algebra is actually a 4-credit-hour class.
Nice.
$240. That's like a $2,000 class if you just take it and have to buy the book at Shattern State. AP calculus is a 5-credit-hour class. So you get 5 credits on your college transcript, meaning you meet every day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, even when you're in college. And so that times 60 is $300, okay, which a 5-credit-hour class at CSC easily, $2,500 to $3,000.
Yeah, that's an amazing saving. So, and again, the reason they're popular is it's a CSC credit. Now, number one, you still get the high school credit because it's a high school teacher teaching. You don't have to pay anything. You can take the college algebra class, correct?
Yes.
You don't have to pay the dual credit.
You don't have to pay
for an AP. You can just take the high school credit. But if you want the college credit, then you have to pay that college that's offering the credit, which is Shattern State for those three. That's $60 a credit.
$60 a credit. We have a technical math course for students who are thinking more of a 2-year technical degree. And that is through WNCC, Mr. Bach, yeah. The same rate. And those would be kids that are going into, WNCC, yeah, Western Dakota Tech, yeah, Northeast, YO Tech. It transfers fabulous. Southeast Community College does not transfer great to 4-year school because it's not a 4-year school prep class.
Right.
Although, even if I have a kid that wants to take it, more math is better than less math. Totally. We will schedule kids in that class. So that one's through WNCC. So the enrollment for each are a little bit different. They're both an online form. We get into the classes with the kids and Mr. Bach and I get the form out. We let them look at it. We have them talk to parents at home. Then what gets weird, Mr. Mack, and you know, this is the weird spot I play in this, is then all of a sudden I become the middleman between the college, right, and the money. But we don't take any money here. Yeah. We do not want to pressure kids into taking the college credit unless they're really ready to, yeah, because you're starting your college GPA. Do I think it's a great opportunity? And I hope all kids are ready to do that. 100%. I think it's financially, yeah, an awesome decision, but you've got to be ready to work hard to get the grade that you want on the college transcript. So it's a personal family decision, yep, completely up to you guys at home and families. We are just the presenters of the information at the college or for the college and the giver of the online forms. So it gets to be a weird spot for me sometimes because the kids want me to help them fill out the forms. Well, heck yeah, I'm a helper. So I'm like, let's fill out the forms. But really they need to decide at home if they want to first. And the college systems don't quite work like a high school system works where they're going to check in and email parents as much as we do.
Right.
The college system, they have, I suppose it's FERPA, Federal Education Rights Act, that they are only to work with the student. They cannot message parents on behalf of the student or for the student. So sometimes I'm the middleman here, if you can kind of see where I'm getting. And this year, oh my gosh, I went and tore my ACL right for the first, I've never missed the first 2 days of school and I did. So usually I'm better at getting emails out this next semester. And I only covered the math classes. The other class would be AP US History,
yep,
is available for 6 credits. And they usually make you pay 3 in the fall, 3 in the spring, but you can really pay however you want to pay. You just go up to the college and say, I want to do it this way. And they'll work with you. We don't work with the money. So the money is between, yep, you and the college. AP US History is another one. We no longer offer personal finance for dual credit. And the reason to that is not that we didn't want to, or the college didn't want to, it's that we don't meet the higher learning standards for the degree. Anyone in our building who has the right degree,
yeah,
to be able to offer that.
And that's a college accreditation rule. Yes. So even Shattern State, they don't get to control that. So in order for them to stamp that credit given by Shattern State, the rules they play by, that has to have, the teacher has to have the 18 graduate hours, et cetera. And that's what, I guess you look for at the high school level, like, yeah, which teachers would have that. A lot of teachers get their advanced degrees in administration or curriculum development, not in a subject area. And those hours do have to be in the subject area. So that's all dual credit. So just know that dual credit, we're playing by other people's rules. We're playing by the, mm-hmm, college's rules. We're playing by the accreditation review for the colleges on how to do that. $60 a credit hour is just unbelievably cheap.
It's a good
cheap
deal. It's a really good deal.
And it's a high school teacher in this building that's teaching the class. That's just a fantastic opportunity for students who are going to go onto those colleges, I guess, you know. So it makes sense there. Now, we also have, you can take college courses still in high school, right?
100%. 100%.
That you just can. Might not be taught by our staff.
They're not the
so
only.
So that's not a dual credit.
No. The only other two dual credit classes we have through WNCC are pre-nursing or health professions classes. Yeah. We've got basic nursing, which you get your CNA certification, and medical terminology. And Nicole Puyer comes and teaches that for us and does an amazing job. And so does Crystal Sprock. Crystal and Nicole are both teaching. They do an amazing job. The other thing you can have your students do, or students can do in their request, is to walk over to the college and take a class.
Yep.
They can do that. We will give them a block to walk over. I will help them get registered. It's not cheap. Not cheap to do that. That
college is not
I
cheap.
I know.
That's why dual credit is so important for those families.
So college credits are usually about 280 to 300 at Chatham State College per credit. So if you were to sign your up or have your student request to for me to sign them up and sign a permission slip or talk to me over the phone, I will help them do that. But you will be responsible for about $1,000 bill to take that college course, depending on how many credit hours it is. But we absolutely allow students to do that. If your student's on free and reduced lunch and they meet the minimum GPA qualifications, which is a 3.0, I can help them get a scholarship to pay for most of that, not the books, but most of the course. So that's a great opportunity. And we love to partner with a college in any way possible. And it mostly tends to be the online classes fit better in our schedule, but we've got a student right now, first block. He's walking over there Tuesday, Thursdays and taking intro to teaching and then is going to para for us second semester. So it's going to be great. Not for the high school, for the younger ages, kind of as a job shadow internship.
Yeah.
So great opportunities.
Yeah, we're trying that to kind of grow your own in the teaching profession. So we've got two or three students, I guess, that are looking at doing the intro to teaching, paying for it themselves as a college class, which we don't give credit for if you've taken it as a full college class. And then after intro to teaching, then they can do internship field experience, which is usually as a para in an elementary or middle school setting. So
fun.
Okay, so that's dual credit.
That's dual
Those
credit.
Are the different options.
Early entry.
College credits. You got to pay for them because they're not our credits. That, you know, if you're paying for college credits, you got to pay either the full price because you're taking it over there, or the dual credit at $60 a credit hour.
I mean, I have a love hate. I have a love hate with it. Mostly love, but some of hate's a bad word. I don't want to say hate, strong word, but you don't have to. Don't feel pressured.
Right.
I tell students all the time, like, you do not have to walk into college with 30 credits already, 18 credits. Right. And I know it's a good deal, but if the student's not ready academically to get the grade that they want to start their GPA off, or if they don't want to go that route for scheduling, it's okay too. I know there feels in this world, students walk into colleges with some credits already. And I think that feels like a pressure thing. And I want you to know, we never try to pressure kids into that. That's a decision families have to make.
And the love part is being able to pay such a reduced price and not have to pay for the books.
Right.
And then on top of that, not only the money savings, if you're going to go to college anyway, so you've got them knocked out. The other savings is time. Those are less classes, less semesters, maybe those students need to spend at a 4-year school. So saving that time, allowing them to graduate on time or early from a college setting as well. So. Okay. What else we got?
Things I'm excited about. You'll get information. I'm going to pump out a newsletter with some of these, and it may be more of an infographic with some of these dates on. We're going to run at the high school. So this is not necessarily an after-school event or a night event, but this is for the seniors specifically. I always have a goal, Mr. Mack, 100% to apply to at least one college. And when I say college, I'm meaning cosmetology school, tech school, welding certificate, 4-year, 2-year. I'm cool with all of it.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
Maybe
and
some...
applying doesn't mean you're locked in.
No.
Yeah.
No. And they're free. Yeah, yeah. We've got free applications. So, and I went and got a bunch of codes from schools to have all these applications be free. So none of the schools I'm going to bring on campus are going to charge us for the application that day. We're going to have an apply to college event October 20th. I'm going to reserve the auditorium. And on October 20th, it's a Friday, it's a 1:30 out day from 8:30 to 11:30. We are going to hear about a 15-minute snippet from almost every state college in the state, a few of the 2 years, WNCC. I invited a rep from Western Dakota Tech as well, Black Hills State as well, because I just did their visit and they wanted to come down.
Spearfish.
They're going to give us how much cost to go there, what majors they have, what cool things they have on campus that might draw kids. They're going to keep it short and simple. And then they're going to stay with our kids for about an hour and help them with their free application.
Okay.
I won't ever force a kid to, but
This is our first time hosting something like this, isn't it?
Yeah. Apply to a college event. So we're going to bring the experts to our campus. And I'm thinking, like, parents, if you want to sneak into the auditorium, if you are not able to go on a lot of visits this fall with your kiddo and you have a senior or you have a junior and you just want to get it in your head, what are these schools around the state and South Dakota and Eastern Wyoming College from Wyoming's going to come as well. Zach's going to come. He's a good friend of mine. And what are our regional schools offering? How much is it going to cost? Because you're going to have hard conversations with your kids moving forward. And so you're welcome to attend and I'll put that in the email that I send out. And maybe
the morning of, we're locked in on that date.
We're locked in on October 20th. 8:30 to 11:30, but about 8:30 to 10:30 will be more of the presentations from the school. And then the hour to work with kids on applications. Probably parents wouldn't want to stay for that, but they might want to bop in for the others.
So, and then we also do, is Andrew still coming?
Yes. So we'll and then also on the 23rd. So we're like rolling into planning for college. College week. I know it's October kind of is like college application month for me.
Cause that's when FAFSA's done now, right?
Well, now they moved it back. So
Andrew's
going to come teach us all about the FAFSA. Oh. So I'm going to invite any student who wants to come. It doesn't matter grade level, but I'm really, this really demographic would be for juniors and seniors.
Correct.
My good friend, Andrew Hunziker from Education Quest, a nonprofit, is going to come and give us all the details about financial aid planning for college. So he's going to talk FAFSA, scholarships, applications a little bit, doesn't touch too much on applications, and the Education Quest Foundation grants. And he's going to talk big about the FAFSA, federal student aid. It's going to be, might end up being mandatory in a year or two. And so it might be an important thing if you have a junior also to kind of wrap your mind around doing. He comes and does it with our kids. Like we set up one-on-one meeting. He's like, it's like doing your taxes. It feels like it's going to be brutal. And then you sit by him and he does it all for you. And so we've got the best in Andrew. And so he's going to come that night, October 23rd for our, we're going to call it our Steps to College workshop and financial aid planning event. I will take the first about 20 minutes and tell you specifically what Shadron High School looks like for how we organize scholarship senior year and the events I do to help kids. And then he's going to take it over for about an hour and he's going to talk very strategically about the new FAFSA and how to do that.
And any parent that's a first timer, this is the first time you have a student transitioning out of high school to a college. Just talk to some other parent out there that's gone through it. They already know Andrew. Andrew's been coming to Shadron High School for a number of years. He's walked a lot of families through the FAFSA application when that happens. So, just talk to others out there about the benefits of coming in and sitting in on these events. So, again, we're trying to find a format to get this was a lot of information. This would have been a lot to put in an email. And so we're trying this video format and see how it works. I know it feels probably kind of long to sit through a full video to kind of get this info, but for parents of seniors, even juniors, I just think it's important. We just got to keep trying different methods. Look forward to, you mentioned emails. So
yes,
we'll have emails,
we'll
have some articles going out as well. Most of this is presented obviously in the classroom, but then you're trusting the students to take the information home. And
my teenage boys, I tell you,
a bit of a struggle.
And I tell you what, moms, I'm going to tell you, the teenage boys, they're in the office. They're doing all the things. Sometimes they're the first ones to get it done, but getting them to communicate that they got it done to anybody is sometimes not just the boys. I mean, us girls are just as bad, but I always tease the teenage boys. I'll look for stuff to come out. I'll try to keep it short and sweet today. I have a lot more information that I'll pump out at some of those workshops. So
very good. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you. Happy Barbie Ken Day.